And then it was, dear old dad. Dear old dad. One of them got married or had a birthday or anything, Christmas or anything. No, he wasn't recognized. But just before he left here, it was my dear old dad.
Oh. They had been on the mother's side all the time.
That's right, they'd been on the mother's side.
Well, you know, I was brought up in town.
And it's the right sad thing.
I just imagine it is.
As I look back at it, when you're young and you hear people talk, you know, and you sort of form your ideas, and it's awful hard to overcome. Awful hard. You know, Marvin, you've seen these big old hay barns they build now. Hay sheds,
yes.
Pole barns.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, it might be just as easy for you to put up something like that as it would be to remodel it. It'll hold a whole lot more.
Well, now there's plenty of material in that barn out yonder to rebuild one if I had the time, but I just don't.
You might put up just leave that the way it is and just put up a whole new barn, cheaper, save time, have a whole lot more to show for your time.
Well,
you understand, I don't advise people on things like this, but...
That's what we intended to do, Mr. Miles, but it's time and money.
I got poles. I got the crystal poles to do it with.
Yes, sir.
And I got the 2x8 for, 3x8 for the plates to go around it.
Yes.
All I need is the top. I got everything to do it with. I need time and top.
Well... That's the...
Well, yeah, you need something to put your hay on. You wouldn't want to put it right down on the ground, of course.
Well, the only expensive thing about this would be the tin roof. And,
that was another thing Mr. Dodd promised. He was going to help build a barn.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a tin roof.
He couldn't do it. Hold it in his job.
I'm just wondering which would be the cheapest, just to cheat the thing solid and go ahead and put a felt roof up there or just...
But
the metal roof,
yeah.
I'm just wondering what you
told me.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something, Marvin. I used to talk to Dodd until I found out that you couldn't talk to him.
Well, you can't do that.
Once he got the idea of putting felt roof up there, by God, he's going to put it up there.
Yeah.
I don't believe you that way.
No, I'll listen. I like to listen because I get ideas.
You know, that was right discouraging about Berman. You see, he's so clever, and he can do about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he don't mind the work. But he gets that head made up. And it's, now I think that's wrong, Marvin. I think your idea of it is wrong. And I think I've probably had more experience with these sort of things than you've had, because I have built a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what. Now, you see, you don't have to pay a bit of attention to what I say. But I just say it from my experience. The cheapest you can put it up, the best. And the lighter the material, the better it is. Just put it up there and don't even square it.
Just put it up and put the main thing is put a metal top on it. That's what you think.
You just want just moderate framing and some little bracing, you know. Because, now I'll tell you another thing. Now, you see, this don't cost you a thing. I don't charge you for this advice. You would be way yonder ahead to build two small ones than one big one.
Well, I've thought that myself.
Yes, sir. Because the further up off the ground you get, the bigger your framing's got to be.
The bigger your framing's got to be, and the harder it is to get the hay up on.
That's right. Now, Robert Williams got one up there. You could get all the hay you could put up all summer under that. It's so big. But he got it, needs the elevator to get up there. And now, Mr. Gethard, you all can just laugh about this all you please. See, I'm no carpenter. I seem like when I come to think about it, I ain't nothing. I don't know much about anything. But you know, just along the line, you pick up certain ideas, mm-hmm. and I'm hipped on this. One of my friends up there, I brought up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this curious idea.
There's somebody out there raising sand at the front. I don't know what's going on. Let me check.
He's got this curious idea, Mr. Duffy, that you, whenever you build something, or put up something, or do something, you want it to last a whole generation, including his fences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think a fellow ought to have a good boundary fence. Not as good as Fred Wood put up over yonder, though. He put too much money in that fence. But just cross fences, you don't need hardly anything. As gender as your child, are, you see. Electric fences.
Yeah, Marvin's out there in the yard with him. See how dumb he is? And they drove up a bunch of drunk, a car load of drunk niggers out there in the backyard. And he didn't even let the game warden know that they were drunk and they was going in here home.
Well, I didn't know what party
well,
was in.
Well, suppose that I'd have been here by myself.
Well, I didn't know that the niggers was drunk. He was leaving when they come up.
Mr. Simon?
Yeah?
He went and got in the car after they drove up here. And went on in a whole carload of drunk nigger men. Drive up in the backyard. Well, it was all right because Marvin was here.
They was parked out there on the road. One of them got out and got in the back, and it was just irate fuss.
But these drove up right here at the back door, and weren't us so... could have been... I could have been right here by myself.
On these, and it don't take any time. No time. See, I put that up myself today. I had a little help. I had all the material there. So we put it up and lined it up one afternoon, the next afternoon. Of course, not lined up much.
Well, I got a little old shed down yonder. Little water hole down there. It wouldn't hold much, but what it is, I think it's just 8 by 12, or 8 by 6, no, it's 8 by 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it set up on cross ties.
Yes.
Just use cross ties around it. It's plenty high enough.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to drive equipment on it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
You know, I think it is too. And you don't need the substantial stuff. You see, they're put up. They're just as good as this house.
Well, sure.
The way they put it up. Sure. Well, you see, you don't need that. And then you don't need any siding at all. You see, not for hay.
You wouldn't think so?
Not for hay.
Well, not without you got some real hard blowing rains. Would wet it up, wouldn't it?
Just get one side.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, that's, I got to think on that. He kind of really thinks, but Robert doesn't have any on his. And his is about a poor story, I don't know.
Well, you know, if hay doesn't get soaked, a little water don't hurt it anyway.
A little water don't hurt it anyway, yeah. Like you said about your haystack.
That's right. It's got to get soaked if it hurts it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll turn it dark on the side if it's exposed to the weather.
Yeah.
It'll turn dark down.
Yeah.
I mean, on the inside, it's good.
Yeah.
She should have come with you.
Yeah.
Well, she would have, except she went to Old Calla with me this morning. And she sort of put out with me. She stayed long as she wanted to stay. But she had, Mama gave us some of those Blue Seal tickets. You know, like you get in the store. Blue Seal, something like that. Gold Seal.
Gold Seal.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond, right? And she had to take them down there to that outlet in Ocala. So that's...
Yeah, old Woodard Coleman, old colored man.
I know Woodard.
His wife wants me to keep her down there. I think she said she had 10 books.
Well, now let me tell you. Fred Wood handles Gold Seal tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
he's the one to send them in. He don't have to carry it down there. He can just send them in.
All he saw, she got to just carry them to him.
But what she wants, I reckon, is to go pick out her stuff.
Well, she got a catalog.
She got a catalog.
She pick it out of a catalog and say, this is what I want. I think she just wants to go and see it before she gets it.
She wants to see it.
I started to say, they don't
take her down there if I knew she wanted where she was going.
You know, they don't make niggers like they did old Woodard and his wife the other day.
That's right.
That's true. They're independent. Both of them just as independent as they can be, but they don't bother nobody.
They wouldn't do you in. They wouldn't.
That's right.
They wouldn't,
now,
would you
come over and do anything for me?
Anything in the world. If we wanted him
to
do that, he can do.
He took a little life out of me one time. I went over there. Marvin sent me over there to tell him something he wanted to get him to help.
That's using Bell Fence.
And the old car wouldn't start. And so Woodard, he got out his old truck, and he was going to come get Marvin to come get me. So he got turned around, and I went and hopped up in the back of the truck. If he knew I'd been in the back of that truck, he wouldn't have come.
It wasn't a left home, I'll guarantee you.
He'd been afraid some white person had seen me back there. But I did. I sat in the back of the old little old truck.
Yeah.
And I'm on home. I don't know. There were some people down there fishing. I don't know what they thought.
White woman down that river stretch one time. I think it's a young couple. And the old man didn't have a spat, but anyhow, the old man had went off and left down there. She waved Woodard down here. She wanted him to care hardly anything, but she could call the law. And he just told her, he says, the lady, he says, since I'm black and you white, he says, I think the thing for me to do is to go and get some white person to come and pick you up, or I'll go and get somebody to call the law for you. He says, I think that'd be the best. So he drove off.
Yeah.
And he went to the woods and got some of the woods just to come pick her up. Yeah. He wasn't about for that woman to get in his truck.
Yeah.
And the same would have went with her.
Yeah.
He told her to stay there, he'd come and get me, so he'd come after her.
Yeah.
But as soon as he got turned around, he eased up in the back of the truck. He didn't know she was in there until she'd got home.
Yeah.
But I bet you from then on, he looked in the back of his truck when he left home.
Yeah.
I bet you that.
Marvin, let me tell you.
That's what I know. I'm glad you brought it up, because I intended to tell Marvin about Mr. Dodd got that.
Yeah, he lost.
He got into
lost
that.
Mark.
Yeah.
That was.
That's right.
And it can tie you down for weeks.
In other words, I want to tell you something.
Week or two.
I want to tell you this. Benny is talking, and I done told Marvin. My tractor and my hay baler ain't leaving here to work for nobody unless it be you. And right across there, I'm not buying it.
Well,
to make a fortune. I'm buying it because I like to have it.
You've
got to
have it yourself.
Anybody within
I told Marvin, I said, it don't go no further than Mr. Miles's, right across there.
But now, these people right across here will say, I don't think they're going to have their mold. I don't think they have, well, they got a sickle, they got a rotary type, but they don't want to cut with no rotary type.
Mr. Dodd went slap on the other side, way on the other side, out to the muck farm.
So if I was to go down there and mow that, and it rained every day, so I couldn't pick it up. Well, clover's pretty easy to run, so is indigo.
Yeah.
So a 3 or 4 day rain, well, you know it wouldn't be any more good. All I'd lose that would be the mower.
Oh no.
Hmm?
You've got to get that off the ground. You can't walk off and leave it.
If it's not any good.
You can't leave it on the ground.
You gotta rake it in.
You gotta get that stuff off. That's the disheartening thing about it. Oh, that's it. That just works the part of you. That's a hard. You know how it is. It's that old spoiled hay. It's such hard work, and then you know you're not getting anything out of it.
That's right.
Well, tell you the truth, we ain't buying it. You don't make any money. We just buy it.
Mostly for our own self,
because
like you said last night.
Would you have some more coffee?
No, I need to go on home and let you all get your business done.
Where are you going to be long to sit around here?
Tell you what, I just can't get over this new day. It seems like the sun rose and it's not raining anymore. Yeah. I declare to goodness, I never knew anything would change my prospect outlook so much.
But you don't know.
I hope you feel better.
I was aiming to come over here this evening and tell you what the man said down there. But it's a relief to you now. You don't have to even consider what he said down there.
Well, I don't think we're going to have any bail before the middle of August. I think we will have some by the middle of August. I think our hay will be getting pretty ripe by then.
Yeah, and you can get to it right on the dot. Ain't that nice?
Here's what I thought. Since it's Pangola, if we get a 10-acre field today, we'll jump in there tomorrow the next day and put a little more fertilizer on that, and we ought to get another cutting off
that
field.
That's right.
By the 1st of November.
Yeah. Just put on that second go around, just put a little nice.
Yeah, it'd be short, but it'd be great.
You don't care. If it doesn't get big enough for hay, you can have it for your cow.
Sure. Well, it'll get big enough for hay because, let's see, it'll have September, October. It'd have 2 months that get on up and grass that high. Good hay.
Well, it's great. Yes, sir. I'll help you with your deal.
Let's
look,
tell Mr. Long to go be on the show in Pangola.
He says he needs to go home.
Well, he hasn't got to go home.
Yeah, I haven't seen you, Pangola.
We have
got
a friend out there at home. And I'd like to go in some
I wouldn't put it over there.
What?
I wouldn't put it out of my sight.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, it stands a chance that burning down, though.
Yeah, barring. People barring.
We'll
let me tell you.
Barring the hay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about them barring the hay. I locked the gates on them now, but they can always go.
Yeah.
And the hole will lose the hole.
Would you like to have some more coffee?
No, thank you. You haven't seen my long trailer wagons.
Yes, you have.
I think I have. The two-wheel, but you got it. Yes, sir, I've seen it. I like it very much.
They're the most useful thing that I've ever seen. Now, what you can do with them, you see, is to put your hay in there and just pull it on over there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they'll eat it out of that, you see. And then next time you go over there, pull it back.
I have a four-wheel wagon and a 14-foot,
yeah.
I believe that's what it is. It's either. No, I believe it's 13 because I made a 14 and I was extending it over about so long and I found out that I had to cut about a foot off of the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
A lot of these things I don't know about, you understand, but I have faced a whole lot of these things. See, I got to the point there where I was set up for silence. I mean, I went into it that much. And then I saw that if I made anything of it, I wouldn't be able to handle any of it by hand. I'd have to do it all by machinery, and I didn't want to get into that much machinery. I'd have to put it on the ground, not put it down, you see, just put it on the ground. And then I'd get me a little front-end scoop and put it in something to haul it with. And when I got out there in the field, I couldn't even unload it. I'd have to let it unload itself. Now, you see, it got to that point. And I don't think, for one thing, it just took that burn much work in handling it. Now, you got a little margin, you see, in your animal.
Right.
So I've fought this that burn thing. You know, I've tried to, cut corners. And I found those little old push trailers. Mm-hmm. So you can put one on the front of your trailer and one behind. Or a couple of them behind.
That's the only objections I have to the one we got. It's a four-wheel outfit. I wish we'd have balanced it now and made a two-wheel outfit. terrified of, because you can't bike them. Four wheel job, yeah. it doesn't
it's
bike.
It's pretty hard.
Well, you can bike it a little bit, but it's neat.
Two wheel, for example.
Two wheels, yeah, I can put a two wheel anywhere I want it to go, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, just let me go home and let this thing over to get it in line. You're going to stay in business. You got to have something to work with.
Because of Miss Dolly, where she talks, time that bailer they had was financed and everything that run right at $3,000, where she talks now.
Uh-huh.
All I know is what I've heard her say. I've never heard of him say.
Yeah.
Well, she said, Farmer said that he'd never start to be making a strike an offer like that.
He knows
she
about it.
She said, yeah, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
When I was talking to her about it, and I told her I had bought Marvin a new hay baler and a hay baler.
Oh, that's a birthday present. You didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, wait a minute, let me tell Verma. And so she told Verma, and she told Verma what. I said the man charged me.
Yeah.
He said, well, I would never be that lucky out here and you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I would never be that lucky strike a dealer like that.
Yeah.
But we didn't give the man. He told us to come home and think it over and sleep on it and make up our minds and let him know.
That's one thing.
And I told him, told Marvin this morning, and I said, I stayed awake all night and I will not toss my tongue on trying to figure out something. That's my mistake.
Mm-hmm. Or you already called him?
Yes, I called him the first thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just let him know what day. He said he'd bring it out Monday, Tuesday,
or any day.
Mm-hmm. Be
riding
out with it.
Of course,
they ain't getting the money passed.
Oh, it's good. If he said it's good,
I told him the deal
was
decided to
take
it.
Oh, yeah.
He said to any day, he said he could, we want it, they can spring it right on, both of them right on out.
We got
so
into
I guess he'll bring it out Monday or Tuesday.
Got into it with him with that tractor. A tractor, and we was trying to plant that place out yonder in grass, and it was hot, and I was aggravated and couldn't get nothing done, and tore up the little tractor we had in him. Traded it in on a second hand thing they had up there because he didn't have a new one.
You had to have something.
I had to have something. And got out there and the blame wheel froze up on it. And I didn't know what was wrong. I thought I did, but I wasn't sure. I got him in. I called him. I says, something wrong with that old tractor. I says, we've got a mechanic can send out here. Well, you better send him on out here. Let's get it rolling. So I told him the way it sounded. Oh, he said, yeah, we can have that thing going in 15 minutes. Sent a mechanic out here. I said, get on it and see what it is. I said, now this side over here froze up. It just won't turn. He got on there and it moved a few feet. Yeah, he said, I know what's going on. He said, the brake runs, the shoe just come loose and run. And you fix them? Yeah, I'll have it fixed in a few minutes. He tore it up and the fuse was perfect. They were just as perfect as they could be. He put it down and said, I'm afraid you got a froze wheel bearing.
Hmm.
And he had his transport wheel. He drove it out and he said, well, he says, I'll have to carry it to town to put one in it. I haven't got one. And he said, I couldn't put it in without you anyway. I said, well, how are you going to get it loaded? Oh, he said, I'll load it. No. So he put the brakes on that other wheel and made that froze up and kind of crawl in there. Up on this transport and got to town and started to unload it and it froze up and it coming backwards and run off of the thing and busted the hub and the house and, you know, the bearing house, wheel bearing house.
Mm.
They didn't have one then.
Mm.
I had it ready the next day and out here and it didn't come and I called them and asked them about it and said that they had the older one and they'd have it in a couple of days. A couple of days passed and I went up there. And they didn't have, still didn't have it. They just sat in that minimum job. So, it was looking forward that then they'd have it next morning. Well, by 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock comes, they didn't have it. I got on the phone and I thought, thank you. I said, y'all got any tractors up there? No. I said, you got that other one fixed? No, he said, we can't get parts. He said, we got a backhoe on it. I said, that ain't no good. I says, I tell you what, I said, just forget that we haven't made a deal and we get our money back on that tractor. I said, we'll go somewhere where I can buy a tractor. I said, we've got to have a tractor. And I says, it don't look like you people is gonna do any business out there. I says, you don't know when you're gonna get that new one in that you was talking about. No, he says, I don't. And he said, well, he says, I'll tell you, I'll be out there to see you. About that time I heard a hee-haw. He said, wait a minute. And he says, just hold the line just a minute. I want to go to the front. He says, I think I see the new one coming now. And he was gone about 3 or 4 minutes. He said, that new one just come in. He said, you want it? I says, yeah, I reckon so. I says, how fast can you get it out here? Oh, he said, it takes time. He said, we got to take that thing down and inspect it and grease it. And, you know, get it set up.
Take them plastic bearings or whatever it was out of it.
So, he says, a couple hours, be too long. I said, well, if that's just as soon as you can get it in, though it won't be too long, but I'd rather have it sooner. A couple hours, they come rolling out here with it. And we've had it ever since.
Yeah. And that's the only trouble you had with those...
That point, that point, plastic
point. Plastic point, yeah. Yes, you know, there's a lot of ways to lose what little money that you're going to make. And... you know, 20 or 30 cents is not much when you're taking it in. It may be a lot when you're spending it for a bale of hay. But that, I've seen old Robert Williams over there just turn that day after day. And then you see what happens is the dad burn stuff not any good after he takes it up, or not much good. But he's got to go ahead and take it up. And I think he has to do all that turning. I sure wouldn't want to get in that.
Well, if you got a contract with the state, I know this much about it. If you got a contract with the state will pay you so much a ton for this hay, even if it's bad hay like that, something the cows can't eat.
Yeah.
They'll pay you so much a ton for it and put on the road bed, you know.
Yeah.
But I imagine that that's the way he does business. He probably bail it for the hay. Well, I couldn't do it. I don't have a contract with him.
It'd
probably be hard to get one.
I don't know what his contract is.
But I have an idea that's what he does. He probably doesn't lose any actual money, probably doesn't make any either.
I just know how much work he puts in on it over there. And he got all that equipment, I'll tell you. See, just spinning around all for so long. And it rains, it's just little old showers. He got to do it all over again.
Sure.
Get out in the field and get to work.
Yes. It does both good anyhow.
Yeah.
Keeps on leaning.
You all been out to see about it. Don't say the hay.
No.
I guess so. No.
But it's easy. His arrangement said easy. He doesn't have to handle it. He just sews it off in there. But he got a lot of time and money and all that shit.
Are you sure that?
You don't need all that.
Miss Mom, you know, there's one thing that I want to say, and it ain't a bit of my business, no way, shape, form, or fashion, to open my mouth back, so it don't concern me one bit anymore. But they got a room on the back of their house that way, and if you haven't seen in it, I wish you could see in it. It's got everything in the world that a young one would want to play with. They've tired of. They don't want it no more. They take it and put it in there to keep them from, and then go buy more.
Oh, really?
That isn't a thing in the world, but pure wasteful.
That's sure wasteful. I hadn't noticed that.
Well, they got a. They. I've been in there. Went in there the other day.
That's where they're living.
Uh-huh. Got electric train. And last Christmas, Mr. Miles, I bet you a pretty that they bought $1,500 worth of stuff on a credit for them kids.
Is that right?
I bet you they do.
You've got some white.
Their child has so much.
Oh, I think it's harmful. Harmful.
I know it is. I don't think it is because.
Just play with.
Well, now that oldest boy, he's large enough to be out and doing some light work.
Yeah.
With his dad.
Yeah.
Running for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to kill him, but. When I was that size, I was flying 10 hours a day, buying a mule.
Yeah.
Right.
And just like I told Marvin, I said, anybody come here and look at my yards and my house, and they say, hi.
Getting this piece of, you had that universal joint I broke on that. So we're out on it, and I said, well, maybe I can get one of these other tractors, because they might have something to substitute. My God, I couldn't find nothing. So I'll just have to go back one day next week.
Yeah. Well, there you are. You know what I've got, so I do?
What?
Before I go anywhere, I telephone.
Well, that's what I should have.
No, I don't know what a fella should, but I got so...
Well, if it hadn't been long distance, that's probably what I'd done. I'd went ahead and phoned him. If it had been going to Gainesville, I would have phoned him. I wish I would have went into Gainesville now. I'd been just as well off.
Berman, don't stop what you're doing. I just come to find out how you're getting along.
I see you've been mowing down here.
Oh, the weeds. I'm trying to get them down so the cows won't have to tromp through them.
Yeah. That's down in your watermelon field.
Yeah, that's where the watermelon's at.
And now you mowed over here, too.
Yeah, I mowed this here. See, I mowed all the weeds down, and all that cracked grass came back. Now I'm going to turn them out in there.
That looks like that's good fine grass out there.
I'm going to eat that. That's crabgrass.
Yeah.
I won't.
You know what they do down here? They fertilize that and make hay.
Well, it's good. It makes good hay, but you know that stuff, boy, when it gets ready, it's ready. It don't wait for you.
Is that right?
It ain't like Pangola. When Pangola gets ready, you can wait 2 months and still bail. When crabgrass just gets ready to mow,
yeah.
If you don't get it, you just lost it.
Yeah.
It seems like it just... disintegrates and goes nowhere.
Yeah.
You don't know where it goes, though. A guy came over here, two or 3 years ago, and wanted me to put up some crabgrass hay for him. He's over here.
Hey!
Now get out.
We want to stay long. Come on.
I'm almost through. I just got a few more here to do up, and I want to get him out of the way.
Well, this boy...
I went over there, and he wanted me to cut some crabgrass. He had about 20 acres, and I went over there and looked at it. And it looked pretty good. He had beans planted, and when I looked at it, I wasn't too crazy about putting it up, but he had it in the road. It's hard putting hay up if it's laid out in bed. You know, you try to mow that stuff and then rake it and bale it,
yeah.
And that stuff is in a bed, and you just can't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't too set on it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, I was going over Micanopy, McIntosh, but anyhow, that night, it came one of the hardest rain you ever seen. It rained. He came over the next morning. He told me, he said, just forget about it. He said that grass is just flattened out on the ground.
Yeah.
He said, you can't even see it.
Is
he said,
right?
Nothing out there looks just like a lake out there.
I'll be darned.
He said, just forget about it.
It is ready to go, and then it got that heavy rain.
So,
well, now look, I just looked at this Pangola crossing your lane down there.
Yeah.
Is that Marvin's?
Yeah, Mrs. Guthrie's.
Mrs. Guthrie.
Yeah, they got about... They must have about 40 acres in there, 30 or 40 acres.
Of Pangola?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Had that one. See that field right to the road? It had about 8 or 10 acres in that. And when I first came over here, that's all they had cleared even. They didn't even have any ground cleared back there. I told her, I said, why don't you clear that ground up back there and plant some more Pangola? And finally, they did that. They went out there and they used about half that field one year and planted the rest of it. Then they planted a whole bunch over the house. And they got a pretty good stand out there this year. They should get a lot of hay off. It's ready to cut now.
It looks like it's turning a little bit.
Well, it won't.
I'm not laying down.
It won't hurt nothing. I mean, it should be. It wouldn't. It'd really be best if it was cut now.
Yeah.
But naturally, you can't cut nothing this kind.
It is ready to cut this week.
Yeah, it was ready to cut here 2 weeks ago.
That long?
Heck, it's been 2 months since they fertilized. And you can cut that stuff 6 weeks after you fertilize. Now, I just fertilized mine.
With me a little bit.
I just fertilized mine here last week.
Just go right
last Saturday, I put out 5 tons. and I want to.
Yeah, I can see you. Right? You don't have to tell anybody.
You can see the difference in it. And I want to put out. I want to put out the first of the month. I want to put out 7 more times. I want to put out about 2 or 3 times here in the field here, where the barn is, and finish that one up down there.
What's that?
I want to finish up that field down here the first of the month, fertilizing it.
You just go on down farther.
Yeah, just finish it on up.
But not do it all at one time.
But see, that's what I'm doing. See, I'm just putting 5 tons now. So that way I won't have to have it all come ready at one time.
Yeah.
I can take my time putting it up.
Who'd you get it from?
I got it from an old food store.
Hall?
No. Ocala.
Hall spread it for you?
Yeah, Hall spread it.
I like Hall because he really prompt and
Well he told me he's spread my fertilizer last 3 times now, last 3 years he's spread my fertilizer.
Yeah.
He's always been right there when he said this time he said I'll be there around 9 o'clock. Saturday morning. I said I'd be fine. He got here about 4 after 9.
What's that implement you got out there? Oh, is that your mower?
Yeah, it's my mower. That's a part
The
part that hooks up to the tractor.
Oh, well, that's the trouble with your tractor. You got so much power, you see.
Well,
you bust it.
Where I'll twist it off one time, too.
You know, sometimes I figure, Berman, and my little old tractor saved me a whole lot of money.
Well, I'll tell you. What,
because if I hit anything, it'll stop the tractor.
Well, I couldn't get out there and mow anything. I couldn't mow that Pangola with that bad mower tractor. I just couldn't do it. I'll put that tractor down.
No.
The year I got.
No. You might cut that much at a time.
Well, I only take half a swath, and in low gear.
Control, huh?
In low gear.
Yeah.
And that thing, I mean, it makes that old tractor get down in labor.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting low gear.
Well, are you going to? You just going to turn your cows in on your crap grass? Or
yeah, I'm going to come. See, I know you're trying to bale it because I'm going to have all the bale I can bale. It's going to take all the time I can do. Take everything I can do to bale that Pangola.
You're not going. You won't need that.
Well, I'm for grazing. I will.
Yeah.
And
they've
see,
been in here once.
They've been in there once, and see, I took them out and mowed.
Oh, they have.
Yeah.
Oh,
they ate it down like that.
I turned them in there right after we got through the melons, and boy, they ate all them melons, and they ate that grass right down to the dirt.
Is that right?
And see, it turned. They've been out of there now 3 weeks. I turned over there.
We see some of those little calves down there. We were looking at them.
They've been.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well,
they've been in there and they've been in the other field 3 weeks.
Would it pay you to give them put a little fertilizer on it?
No, they'll get all they want to eat. Said, I'm going to have so much hay there, they won't be able to eat dog when I get through.
There is. There's so much of this.
I'll have so much hay. I should get better than 4,000 bales.
Like that.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Last year, I only baled up about 30 acres, and I got almost 100 bales an acre. This year, I'm going to have better than 50 acres of Bangalore.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be in the hay business.
Yeah, me over there trying to work too.
How you going to do that?
Well, I'll just do it in the afternoon.
Do it in the afternoon.
You watch and see if I can do it.
You don't have an afternoon.
Well, after I get off work, that's the afternoon.
But the
afternoon and evening then.
The days is getting shorter. Right?
Well, that's all right. If I get it bailed up, I'll pick it up at nighttime. I'll give up. I'm used to working hay at 9, 10 o'clock at nighttime. After I get it in the bale, I'll get it up off the ground. No, every time I put up hay, it's always way up dark when I get through working. When I'm working hay.
Just work all night.
And you can't burrow working hay in the
you line, can't. Do you? You can't hire anybody to help you working all night, though.
Get no one to work anymore, so I just forget about them. If I can't do it myself, I just forget about it.
Yeah.
That was going to sorry help to get any more you. You think you got someone here to help you, and dang, you can't depend on me.
You
hear you all ready to go, and no one shows up.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
So let
it
go.
Now, you better off leave the grass right there on the ground.
But I'm going to have so much to put up. See, I got to have stuff on. I want to have that down out there for the cows to eat. I want to turn them in. I think about turning them in there today, but I got to fix that fence down my laneway down. It's down in 2 places. I got to fix that before I can turn them in there.
You mean that good fence of yours?
No, no. One next to the woods.
Oh, on that side.
And it's down there in a couple places. Before I tore that shed down, it's laying. A great big strip of it laying down. Boy, you got fence out there.
Yeah, I see. You know, I can see why you put that good boundary fence up every now and then. A couple of them, your neighbor's dogs followed us in.
Now they got another dog to raise and chase them.
Yeah.
He chased me every time I go down that lane.
In your own lane.
Yeah. Bonnie, turn that light off. And now you don't need a light on. You can't see no better.
What?
I ran off of one of their dogs.
She ran
and that hurts me worse than anything. Is
yeah, well, it is time to run over one now. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he put some boards across that body back there and stand on it. Yeah. That's why he used to work on a lot.
Well, how about that?
And he, too, you know, he put his lumber and stuff on there. He went down to the park to go and get his lumber.
Well, what about that?
It works out just fine. We used to do that down south.
That's the way
he still does it with his truck, you know, down here when he built this barn down here. He used it for hoist and for a ladder and everything else.
Yeah.
It works out pretty good. So Marvin's truck.
Well, what do you do? What do you know? That's all right.
It sure is. It saves a lot of steps.
You got a big heavy rack on there that stands up, I guess, 10 feet, 18 feet off the ground. The that shed is built at 12 feet.
Yeah.
12 feet up.
I guess he got a little clearance.
Yeah, he's got
clearance.
He's got
with his truck.
Really, that truck would eliminate another man happening because it saves a lot of steps.
Yeah.
All by himself. I guess Mr. Guffey handled it.
And in what room?
The tent. Like, he's throwing a flare at me, I think, because that's about all I have to with down here, you know.
Boy, the grass in the yard here, sir, bro.
What's that, Grandma?
The grass in the yard here, bro.
Yeah.
Yard
seed. You're going to have to graze this off a little bit.
He's a fine one to talk. He's cut all the grass. You ought to see how
yard.
I couldn't get in there.
It's
too thick there in the yard. I can't get in there.
Well, it's only been about 4 days since I moved this yard.
I'd like to fence off. He mentioned it once before, and then I didn't care about doing it, but now I think this would make a good pasture out here for little calves or whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big calves.
Take them off of the cows, you know, to separate them from the cows. Yeah. This would be a good place to put them here.
Well, they had that when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went through all the fence down. I had to dissolve all the
Mr. Guthrie didn't believe in improvement.
No, he didn't believe. He didn't believe nothing.
Mrs. Guthrie'd have a castle over there by now if she could have had her way, I suppose. She'd been deeply in debt, but he didn't believe in it, so she couldn't.
No, he didn't want to clear up one piece of ground. The only thing he wanted cleared was the piece of his house set on.
Yeah.
And if he could build that in the top of a pine tree, he'd done that.
Uh-huh.
I said, if he could have built his house on top of a pine tree, he'd done that.
Well, I remember one time we were talking about fertilizing, and we said something about them over there, and I forget who it was, but they said Mr. Gus didn't believe in fertilizing.
No.
He just put his cows out and let them eat what comes.
That's right. Just turn them loose. And he had a fit when you had to fence your cows in, you know, get them off the highway.
Oh, boy, he thought that was all. Fence laws. Yeah. He thought they ought to run more than
please. Yeah.
And, you know, all these cattlemen made him mad, you know, when this fence law came out.
Yeah.
I know Warren did that.
Yeah.
Governor Warren. He did that in about 48, 49. He put out that fence law in effect. That's been about 20 years.
Yeah. And
that's the only darn thing he did do in good and all. Mm-hmm. They got that fence law. And now, last year, they put out 5 tons of fertilizer. And that's all. That's all he'd let them have, 5 tons,
uh-huh,
to fertilize all this ground over here, and that we are should have taken about at least 15 tons of what's needed. So they tried to stretch it, and you can't stretch fertilizer.
Yeah.
But they tried it. And I told Mr. Guthrie, I said, whatever you fertilize, put the right amount on it and let the rest go.
How much do you put on your pango?
500 pounds. It don't hurt if you put 600. 500. If I put 600 pounds on there, it'd just be so heavy out there after I mowed it, I just couldn't hardly rake it.
10, 10, 10.
So it's best to go ahead and put just 500 and be able to rake
it. It was 10, 10, 10 once.
Yeah, 10, 10, 10. And that's what she put out. They put 200 pounds acre on last year. And they might just as well have forgot about it. No more than they put on it.
And she wondered why it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's like trying to make an old cow give me up with just a little handful of feed. Yeah, then you can't tease her into giving me.
But did they go? How much did they put this time?
Well, he put 500 pounds of acre this time. He wasn't here telling what to do.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they put out 15 tons. 15.
All they put out was over here. They didn't put out any over here.
Yeah, they put out some over there too. Last year they had 5 tons, but he went over that whole 40 acres over there and this 20 acres over at the house. He went over 60 acres with 5 tons. And it should take at least 15 tons to move that much ground. They put less than 200 pounds acre.
Boy, this is Mrs. Dunmore.
Faye?
Oh, my goodness. You people are telling you, don't. No, he was just going to run over there and fiddle around a little bit. I think there wasn't much to do here, so that's
good. Yeah, I think we're over here, but it was
good. Are we making open?
It's about Macintosh.
Macintosh, yeah.
There is one over there, isn't there?
Barber shop.
Yeah. Right there in the lane. Right around the corner. Right around the corner there. You know, that new, you know, in Hendricksville?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in there. That's right. I remember you used to be in there.
There you go, there, turn that. Too heavy to move over there, so it ain't gonna be too heavy to move back.
What's that, the doghouse?
Yeah.
What they got it over there for?
Over there, where you go from that playhouse.
Oh.
You wanna get up on the roof of it?
Oh.
I know you did finish that thing.
Berman, how long will that pangola stay in prime shape over there? It's ready to go. Been ready a week.
Well, it'll be all right for a long time. You can let that pangola 20 grass, it'll stay there. The main thing, when you cut it down, you want to make sure it's cured before you get it up. You want to make sure it's cured, because if it ain't cured, it's going to sure mold in that bale.
Yeah.
If you mold in that bale, the cow's just not going to eat it. That's a whole damn going thing in a hay bin. I don't care if you cut it down too early or too late. Get it cured. I've cut down pangola 4 and 5 months after it's been fertilized and still make good hay as long as I got it cured good. No fertilizer shows up on that grass out there now.
Oh, it's pretty. Yeah, look at the difference.
I wanted to finish mowing that and then see what I'm doing. I'm just mowing it down and then fertilize it. That old grass standing way up there and this fertilizer spread is about this high off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And those high weeds will knock the fertilizer down and it won't spread properly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see that, those old high weeds. And you can look out across it where I haven't mowed.
Yeah.
When you go back along there, you can notice how they stand up like this. Those high weeds are not fertilized down.
Yeah.
And you'll find you'll have more fertilized in one spot than you will in another.
Oh.
But if your grass is all down where the fertilizer can spread, it'll do a pretty good job.
Yeah. Well, the way rates you move in your tractor, you can cut that. You can mow that off.
No time. See, I can put up maybe a couple hundred bales every day. On Saturdays, heck, I can go down and put 400 or 500 bales on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that many times by myself. Put 400 or 500 bales by myself and load it and put it in the barn by myself.
Well, if you had somebody to help you a little bit loading it and all that, but
see now I got 1,100 bales already sold right there in the field. They come and get it.
Oh, have you?
That's where I'm gonna try to sell all. Now I don't need about 1,000 bales. I'm gonna have about 3,000 bales to sell, so I'm gonna. I've already got about 1,100 bales, so.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
well, now, are you going to haul it from the field?
No,
or they
no.
Pick it up.
They'll come out in there and pick it up right behind the bale. I don't have to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I sell it 10 cents a bale less that way.
Mm-hmm.
I get 7 cents a bale in the field right behind the bale.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good heavy bale.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if I got a mess with it, I charge more for that. I usually charge 80 cents in the barn, but I tell you, it's worth more than a dime picking that stuff up and loading it in the barn.
Yeah.
You figure, you go out there, 10 cents sound like, well, that ain't much for loading a bale of hay.
No.
Picking a bale up and taking it in the barn, 10 cents, and darn, 10 bales, I only make a dollar every 10 bales. Well, you try to do 200 or 300 bales that way and see how tired you get. See how long it takes. It takes a long time. You start getting up around 100 bales during, and hauling it in a distance at all.
Yeah, and the first bales you put up is all right, but them on top, they're
hard
to get up there.
The harder they are, and the further back in the barn you got to stack it, the harder it is. The
bigger the bales.
I put some over here from Mr. Williams. He's dead, man. He died last year. I sold him hay every year. I sell him about 350 to 400 bales every year. In fact, I sold more than 400 every year. But he had that darn little house there. It was about the size of what we're living in here. And you'd have to carry that stuff off on the porch. You had to roll it off on the porch. And then you had to get through this little narrow door about this wide. Then you had to go back to another little door and go back to another little room back there and stack it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was usually getting my goat going from one room to the other. Trying to carry that bale through those little 26-inch doors.
Mm-hmm.
What he should have done was just knock those partitions out in there and just had just one big room.
Yeah.
He didn't wasn't used for dwelling anyhow, just used for storing hay.
Hey, we better go.
You
Everything is so pretty around. Well, rain always freshens everything up.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, it ought to been fresh this season, ought
it? It sure should.
It needs mowing again right now. That grass grows so fast out.
But honestly, those calves down there, we were looking at them last night, and I swear I hate to part with any of them. They're all beautiful. Well, there's one little scrawny one out of the bunch, but the rest of them.
You're
going
to put them on the September sale? They haven't got long.
Register sale, you mean? The
what kind of sale?
Stocker.
Where is this? Here in Gainesville?
I don't know. You don't get,
you
no
get more for them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shoot, they, I don't see where they're getting more for them. Would you pick them down at the market?
Yeah, you get a lot more for them. Big buyers are there, and they pay more.
Golly, maybe we ought to try it.
Well, all we got is those five damn little bulls down there.
Well, you know, that we want to get rid of. We want to keep the heifers.
Steers is what brings them more.
Yeah. Yeah, steer brings about 1 or 2 cents a pound more.
They had a good pasture there. Charlie said they had a good pasture over there, and they had just two cows in it.
They've got so much grass.
They got so much grass.
Don't know what to do, and they don't have any cows.
That's right, not any cows. She said they thought what she ought to do, what they ought to do, is go get some steers and eat that grass.
No.
But they didn't guess they'd do it because you just have to get such pool.
Now, what is the end and not in the pool now? And what did you say about the 15 to 30 pounds?
Oh, she said she'd lost 30 pounds in the last 5 weeks. And she didn't know whether it was that that had caused her to feel better or that the preacher prayed for her Wednesday week.
Hi.
Hi.
Or that she was taking her heart stimulant. But anyway, she felt better.
And what was it about the medicine?
She couldn't take her heart medicine because it was bad for her thyroid. And she couldn't take the thyroid medicine because it was bad for her heart. But she was in a predicament. But she said Dr. Emil and Dr. Thomas said that they were put her in the hospital and they were going to make a new person out of her.
Well, I sure hope they do.
Yeah, she said she's looking forward to it. Looking forward to going to the hospital and being a new person.
And the preacher came by to see her.
The person came by who was bulldozing, and he wanted to know if they wanted those trees bulldozed up, those oak trees, and said that that was his business, but ever so often he preached, and he told her when next time he preached, he'd pray for her, and that was on a Wednesday night, and he prayed for her, and she felt better ever since.
Uh-huh. And it could have been because he prayed for her, could have been the medicine.
Oh, it could have been the
losing 30 pounds.
That's right. My hands are good.